W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. More than 20,000 are dead after powerful earthquakes struck Turkey and Syria 4 days ago. But rescue workers are still going through the rubble, looking for any survivors. Here's CBS's Jared Hill.
In Gaziantep, Turkey, shouts of joy after 17-year-old Adnan was pulled from the rubble today. There was a brief pause for a relieved mother's embrace before he was placed in the ambulance. Adnan later told a reporter he drank his own urine to survive 94 hours under the rubble. Further west in Antakya, a 10-year-old girl was rescued after workers spent 32 hours clearing a path to get to her.
The U.S. is now sending $85 million in humanitarian aid for relief efforts. President Biden still getting criticized for not shooting down that Chinese balloon sooner. He told Telemundo it wasn't a serious security threat.
It's not a major breach. I mean, look, it's a violation of international law. It's our airspace. And once it comes in our airspace, we can do what we want with it.
The Department of Justice has now subpoenaed former Vice President Pence as part of its January 6th investigation into former President Trump. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
It'll be a real question whether the requests relate to the classified documents, and Pence has said that he will cooperate in that, or what happened on January 6th. And of course, that's the bigger case.
North of Baltimore, a manhunt for the person who shot two Maryland police officers is almost over. Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor.
We do have the individual that we believe to be the suspect pinned in a perimeter in an area, and we are undergoing every effort to bring this incident to a peaceful resolution at this time.
Will Russia be allowed to participate in next year's Olympic Games? BBC correspondent Dan Rowan.
Last year, following the invasion of Ukraine, the International Olympic Committee called on sports to exclude Russia and Belarus from international events. But having cast them into the sporting wilderness, it's now exploring a pathway for their readmission at next year's Paris Olympics under a neutral flag, saying it would be discriminatory to ban competitors based on their citizenship.
Ukrainian President Zelensky will address that today to a group of sports ministers. And your NFL MVP is
Patrick Mahomes.
It is his second time for the title. He thanked his teammates for the honor.
I would never be standing here today without y'all. Every day, given everything that we have together to go for the ultimate goal, the Super Bowl.
A bunch of other major awards were handed out as well, but it was Bill's safety, DeMar Hamlin, stealing the show. He made a surprise appearance and speech where he said, "The journey will continue." This is CBS News.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Milwaukee has two of the worst traffic bottlenecks in the country. Those are the Marquette Interchange and the Zoo Interchange. That's according to research by the American Transportation Research Institute. The study goes on to say congestion leads to 1.2 billion hours of lost trucking productivity every year. That adds up to $74 billion a year. A lifetime fishing license may someday be a thing in Wisconsin. There's a bill of the state legislature to let people pay a one-time fee of $570. The bill's author says it could encourage more people to fish and boost Wisconsin's environmental stewardship programs. In sports, the Bucks trade 5 second-round picks to get former Marquette star Jay Crowder from Brooklyn in a 3-team deal involving the Pacers. Milwaukee's at the Lakers tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
All is fair in love. Love's a crazy game. Two people about to stay in love is one, they say. Let's change with time. The future none can see. The road you leave behind. Ahead lies mystery.
You always make my job hard. Because I always have to interrupt some wonderful, wonderful, you know, song, man, that I could just listen to again and again and again. And thanks for playing that great music. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I'm going to go back to the question that I was asking before we went to break. And it's whether or not, you know, you keep hearing that 70% of the American people don't want to see Joe Biden run again. You know, and I don't know if that, in fact, is the right number. It probably is, without question, inflated. But I do know that myself, as a guy who supported Joe Biden over 40 years, 50 years, always supported Joe Biden, always thought Joe Biden was just a wonderful and brilliant man. And when I see him now, you know, that's, you know, it, all of us. I mean, I should be so blessed and lucky to be, if I live to be 80 and can move around and cognitively be where Joe Biden is, and to keep a schedule as rigorous as Joe Biden does. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I know that, you know, he's 80 years old. And the fact that, you know, he's human. And can anyone imagine keeping a schedule that the president of the United States has to keep? I remember from George Bush Jr., Jimmy Carter, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Look at the before pictures of those men, and 4 years later, and look at their hair going from being whatever color it was to white. I mean, that's the stress of being the president of the United States for 4 years, and those men were all in their 50s when they became president. Joe Biden is 80. Let's go to the phone lines and Andy from Beaver Dam. Hey, Andy, how you doing, man? What do you say?
Too bad at all. I know there's a lot of factors that play into this, but I think if he continues, you know, his doctors tell him whatever. Of course, anything can happen. He can have a stroke in a minute. But
he's 80 years old.
I know. I'm between you and him, age-wise, and I never live up to it, but there's something about
Joe. You aren't running. You aren't in the most powerful seat on the planet.
Right. Yeah, I understand. I understand, but maybe it depends on maybe there's a factor about who runs for vice president in case he comes incapacitated or something, you know. Not that you want to use that as a prerequisite, but I think we'll have to see. I think he in his mind knows what he wants to do, and I don't know, people say, oh, he's going to make a decision any time. I guess you have to get running again.
Oh, he's running. There's no question. Yeah. He's running.
He's going to go.
Yes.
And we remember Ronald Reagan, who at the end, towards the end of his second term, he was already suffering from the
dementia
and Alzheimer's. And he started running when he was 69. But there's just something about the determination of that Irishman Biden that, you know, makes I'm really, you know, impressed. And his discussion yesterday with people, you know, I mean, sure, he makes a few slip-ups in his words, but he knows that right afterwards.
But Andy, you remember Joe Biden from 40, 50 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so he's always been a brilliant man. And he's always been able to outmaneuver and outthink and outfox people politically.
Right. Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah. Exactly. And I don't know. I don't know. The next question is, in the Democratic field,
who would be next? And that was the question. That was the next question that I was going to pose.
Yeah.
Who would be that next person? And I think there's something, you know, I think there's something wrong. Because you look, Bernie Sanders is older than President Biden.
Right. Yep.
And yet, you know, if someone said to me, well, what would you say about Bernie Sanders? Well, you look at Bernie Sanders, he certainly is wearing his age well. Is it safe to say that?
I would say so, yeah.
And his cognitive abilities still very strong. His ability to be quick-witted and quick of thought. Again, I'm not sitting here and saying that, you know, Joe Biden should be, you know, booted to the pasture. I'm not saying that. I'm saying realistically, we're not talking about Joe Biden of today. And,
right.
You know, February, what's today? 9th. February 9th, you know,
yep.
Of 2023. We would be talking about Joe Biden February 9th of 2027 or 2029,
yeah.
You know, because realistically, that's what we would be talking about.
Right. Yeah, that's lot of things can happen in 4 years.
Right. Well, 6 years, because he's still got two more.
Got a couple more years to go yet. Yeah.
Hey, Andy, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. You know, it is something to think about. And it's not, and I don't think any of you would, it would be that I'm, you know, knocking the Democrats, or that I'm saying Ron DeSantis should be the person that we should be looking at, or Donald Trump. None of that foolishness. I'm just saying that, you know, we really must give this some serious thought. He's not superhuman. He's a human being. And the life cycle of all of us is limited, including his. And if it's, here's what I would say. Yeah, it's never been done before in the annals of the history of this nation. There's never been a man ever in the history of the country that ran for president of the United States at 80 years old. Never been done. That's how unusual the time is. And if we somehow can't understand that, or we have, you know, reasons for not wanting to look at it from that perspective, that's what you need to look at. Ronald Reagan, I think, at some point in time, 69 years old, I remember when he ran, and people said he's too old. That man is too old to run for president. You know, and this year I'll be 69. Man, I don't think that at 69, you know, you're done with, you know. I mean, I don't think you have to retire or give in to father time, not at 69, but at 80? Come on, man. Come on. I'm not beating up Joe Biden. I support him. I've supported him throughout almost all of his time in public office. As a matter of fact, when he became the vice president of the United States, I remember being on a radio show and telling a group of guys that Barack Obama was going to select Joe Biden as his running mate. And they laughed me out of the studio. But it was because, again, I had focused on and knew who Joe Biden was. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. I'm still going to stick with this for a little while longer. I'd love to hear, you know, we got to face it. We'll be right back.
Write the words again, that all in love is fair. A writer takes his pen to write the words again, that all in love is fair.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny skies and calm today with highs around 29. Winds out of the northwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies tonight, lows around 16. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 39. Temps a bit above average Sunday and Monday, with highs from the upper 30s to the low 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Before I go to the phone lines, you know, I was sitting here thinking, I was looking out the window, and all this rain, and I was thinking about, man, what a dreary, dreary day, right? Man, it's raining. It's, you know, it's winds blowing a little bit, man. What a horrible day. And then I thought, hey, man, it's February 9th. And it's raining, not snowing. That can't be a miserable day. You know, it's melting the rest of the snow that was on the ground. It's a great day. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines and Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, how you doing, man?
Errol, I'd like to say that first, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. I must also remind people that we had a person that had the capacity of a 13-year-old that was the previous occupant of the White House, and that didn't seem to bother people. I'm all for this Joe Biden, the Joe Biden I saw the other night. I know he may be losing some a little bit, but I think what he loses, he still has probably more experience and more know-how than any of those younger people, to tell you the truth. So stuff he forgets, he still remembers more or knows more than they know. I'm happy that we're moving in a more American direction where we're really, really looking out for the middle class. And I hope that people, you know, hold him to account in terms of the things that he said about, you know, getting unions stronger and moving in that FDR direction. So that's where I'm at with the whole thing.
Well, Tom.
That we don't elect a king, we elect a president. You know, and there's a difference. So I mean, again, the power comes from the people.
So here's again, I am a supporter of President Biden, as I said before.
Yes.
Going back almost 50 years, I supported Joe Biden. I support him today. But right. but to somehow think that 4 years from now, 6 years from now, you know, that's not going to have some major impact on him, I think is just not accurate.
Right. You know? No, I totally agree.
Okay, so...
I completely agree, but I think also it's about the people that you put behind you, and it's the people that you put in your cabinet, and it's the people that, you know, where he still will know even at that age, if possible. If not, I mean, there's people, you know, that die at 30. There's people that, you know, things happen.
I'm not unmindful that there are aberrations where young people die. You know, babies die.
Right.
But
I know we're on the, I think we're on the same point here in some ways, but I mean, I agree with you what you're saying. I'm just saying if the country is moving in a more FDR type direction, which is about building a foundation for the country and everything, rather than this corporatocracy stuff, you know, then I am all for whatever way we're moving right now.
You know, Bernie Sanders is older than Joe Biden. Moves around as well, if not better. Is mine is quicker.
Yep.
And we think
it is.
Yeah. Well, I hear.
I mean, he could have the same problems. It's what we're seeing on the outward. I think honestly, what's happening, if you want to know the truth, is I think as Joe Biden gets older, I think that the stuttering thing.
No, I'm not talking about the stuttering thing, Tom. Okay, you know,
because the other night, actually, the other night when the State of the Union was going on, when he first came out and he was kind of reading through the speech kind of fast and stuff and reading the teleprompter, I was like, oh my god!
No, Tom, I watched the same thing. I see the same thing you see.
But then when he started interacting actually with, you know, the people, and then all of a sudden put them on notice about Social Security and all that stuff. When he went off the teleprompter is when I started liking him.
So Tom,
because
help
of the
me.
Fact that he was just being the real him.
So help me understand how never before in the history of this nation has there ever been a man running for office of the presidency at 80 years old, 82 years old. Never been.
Well, I think the difference is that 82 today is different maybe than 82.
Okay.
Years ago. I mean, you know what? The bottom line is you're right. He's older. There is no doubt that that's going to be an issue coming up. So, I mean, you're absolutely correct. I don't think Bernie really should run if he was even that old. You know, and you know how much I love Bernie.
Right. But okay. So here's what I would say then, Tom. Let's say it comes to a point where it doesn't happen, right? You know, because, John Fetterman's a young man, and John Fetterman is hospitalized this morning because of feeling lightheaded. John Fetterman, for people who don't know,
had a stroke
and ran for United States Senate and was able to overcome it. Where is he out of Pittsburgh or somewhere? I forgot where it was.
Pennsylvania.
And so he's facing some medical issues. All of us face medical issues at some point in time.
Yep.
But, Tom, if it's not Joe Biden, then who?
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean,
okay, so,
people I think of course, if you want to go the other way, it'd be like Gavin Newsom from California or maybe the governor from Washington or the governor from that just got elected in Pennsylvania.
But the only one we really know that we would say would be John Newsom. Because he's the name that many of us would know. Hey, Tom, we got to go to break.
Absolutely.
Thank you, man. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Rescue workers continue to comb through the rubble in Turkey and Syria, looking for survivors of the massive earthquake that so far has killed over 20,000 people.
We hope we can find people which is still alive. Every hour is for us so hard.
The former vice president's been subpoenaed by the Justice Department about their investigation into former President Trump. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
Having Pence's firsthand description of his interactions with Trump and what happened that day would be key to any investigation.
North of Baltimore, the search for a suspect who shot two police officers is almost over. Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor says they have him surrounded now.
There's been no contact with him. He's been moving around a little bit. Time is on our side. We're going to do everything we can to try to resolve it peacefully.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinere. Here's what you need to know. President Biden focused on his economic plan during a Wednesday stop near Madison. A White House memo says private Wisconsin companies have committed to creating $4 billion worth of manufacturing projects since Biden took office, and nearly $3 billion in federal funding has already been put toward infrastructure projects as a result of the president's policies. A Marquette University Law School poll recently found only 34% of voters want Biden to seek another term, and just 29% supporting former President Donald Trump in his second bid for the Oval Office. School lunches may soon be healthier but more expensive for parents. The USDA proposing new rules to cut down on high amounts of sodium and sugar. This will eliminate a lot of prepackaged convenience foods and allow schools to replace them with healthier foods made from scratch. Experts say the cost is worth it. I'm Jane Matinere. This is Civic Media News.
Know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Monday mornings at 8 on the Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And, you know, I was talking about, you know, what the Republican Party and where it's headed and the people you now see who are really cartoon characters. And yet you can laugh and we can joke and we can talk about just how ridiculous these people are. And yet these people are in leadership positions in the Congress. It is an amazing, amazing thing that has happened over the last several years in the Republican Party that that really makes you stop and pause and see and ask why anybody who is a Republican and sees what we all know, it's just the height of insanity that you can continue to support what you see before your eyes. And I have to ask you, what are you basing your beliefs on? When there are people like Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz and the guy who Santos and others, and these people are somehow in leadership. I mean, for heaven's sakes, anybody who's heard Lauren Boebert, Congresswoman Boebert from Colorado, and Marjorie Taylor Greene and others, and you somehow think that's a good thing, and then you compare that and you say, well, you guys have the same thing on the other side, and then they mention Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or some of the others. There's no comparison with those young people in Congress on the Democratic side of things with what is coming up under the Republican side of things. And I'll tell you, you know, when you hear Lauren Boebert, like we did the other day after President Biden's speech, come out and not do her due diligence. I mean, I come on the radio 5 days a week, 3 hours a day, and it is more than a notion to try to come on these airways and try to make sure that what you are talking about, you have at least done some research on it and not just come out here and just run off at the mouth and not be able to back up the things you are saying with truth. And I'm just a lowly local talk show host. But imagine being a congressperson who goes before the world and not have your facts right. And yet you keep running off at the mouth every opportunity you get. You know, that's Marjorie Taylor Greene. That's Lauren Boebert. That's Matt Gaetz. You know, that's on and on and on. On and on and on. And you just have to ask the question, man, if I'm a Republican, why would I continue to support that foolishness? So Lauren Boebert the other day condemned President Joe Biden for shutting down the schools during the epidemic. That's what she did. And yet you find out, those of us who knew, it wasn't, you know, Joe Biden who made the call to shut down the schools. Everybody knew that but her. But she goes right out in front of the world with her ignorance and doesn't try to hide any of it. Well, you can't hide it if that's who and what you are. She's just been reelected to another term, people knowing of her ignorance, and that doesn't matter. And Marjorie Taylor Greene is altogether a completely different animal that we probably haven't seen much of before. Let's go to the phone lines and Paul from Waukesha. Hey, good morning, Paul. How you doing, man? Long time no hear from.
What do you say? Yeah, long time no hear. I was on vacation. I got to disagree with you on quite a few points.
Go ahead.
I mean, this is all recent history. We all just lived through this with the lockdowns, the not sending the kids to school, the forced vaccines.
Was Joe Biden the one who shut down the schools? That's the question.
No, but he did force vaccines. No, that was up to specific governors.
We didn't say anything about forcing vaccines. We said shut down the schools. I was talking about shutting down the schools.
Well, that was obviously a county by county thing. And yes, in Milwaukee County, Dane County, maybe Green Bay, yes, they shut down their schools. That did a lot of damage to kids, no doubt about it.
So why didn't this congresswoman, before she went before the world saying Joe Biden is the person who shut down the schools, why did she not know that?
Well, he supported that. Everybody knows.
Not a question of whether he supported it or not. It's she said he's the person who shut down the schools.
Well, a lot of people say a lot of things, you know. Did you listen to the president the other night?
Yeah, I did.
I don't know.
I'm not the president of the United States. What was it that he said that, that you think was...
Okay, he was talking about non-compete clauses, where a person from Taco Bell can't go work at Burger King because he has to sign a non-compete clause. What kind of foolishness is that? I mean, that's absolute insanity. When he talked about something about prescription drugs, but he couldn't get the word prescription out of his mouth, he mumbled through that. I didn't even know what he was trying to say, and I had to, you know, see a meme on a left-wing website that was, you know, interpreted what he was trying to say. So,
Go ahead.
No, I said, why would you mention anything in regards to a non-compete clause with, you know, Taco Bell and Burger King? That's the most ridiculous, foolish thing I've... There's something wrong with Joe.
Let me say this. I don't know about the non-compete clause, but he certainly talked about some things that challenge the views of those on the right. That far outweighed whether or not there was a non-compete compete clause with Burger King and whomever. That didn't amount to a whole hill of beans.
But you heard him say it, right? You watched his speech, right?
No, I didn't hear him talk. I didn't hear that part of it. But that part of the speech and the non-compete clause with Burger King and whatever, with the complete speech,
you might want to watch it over again. Now I work third shift, so I was up at about 8:30, quarter to nine. Between 8:30 and nine is when he made that little statement. I don't know how long that would have been into his speech, but even Kamala was laughing. So,
well, you know.
And that's of people saying things. You know, everybody says something, you know, and that's the president of the United States. I don't know. He didn't look. You asked why.
Come on, man. Let's be honest, Paul. You see some of the people who are in Congress right now, Republican congressmen and senators, and what there have been in the past. And you can't say that there isn't, because even amongst, the Republicans and who've been around a while, they all agree that something is going on, man. The Republican Party is certainly not what it was before, and the people who they are electing to office aren't exactly the brightest of the bright.
I would have to say that the Democratic Party of today is not the Democratic Party of Bill Clinton or even his wife. They have went so far left. It used to be that Democrats and Republicans differed a little bit, but they still had they were trying to accomplish the same thing, get to the same place, but they had slightly different ways of going about it. You have one party that has just went completely left, and
let me ask you this, Paul. When you say going so far to the left, what do you mean by going to the left? As if, moving to the left is some criminal element. What do you mean when you say moving to the left?
Oh, man, there's
I'm just trying to figure out. I hear people throwing that term around. What is moving to the left?
Okay.
What I believe when I hear people talk about the left is that people are saying, look, we want fair and equitable opportunities for everybody. We want a government that does what it can for the people and not so much for corporations. If that's moving to the left, we want a government that is going to do everything within its power to make sure that the children are educated. I'm sorry, go ahead.
So which politician in government, right, left, Republican or Democrat or other, is not controlled by a corporation? Which one? Joe Biden? He's not controlled by a corporation? Name one Republican. Name one Democrat. Bernie Sanders. A Republican. Okay, all filled with dirt money.
But you said moving to the left. I'm trying to understand what that is.
Now, I'll get back to my original point with Maoism. During Chairman Mao's, great leap forward in China, they used class warfare. There was a teacher that, was wearing a nice dress, maybe a nice pair of shoes. The next thing you know, you've got a 14-year-old showing up at your door with an AK-47. Well, they realized that class warfare didn't work in America, because we're the most prosperous country in the world. So we have to find something that works. And they found race. And they are using race. White people are using race. White people in positions of power are using race against us because they are finding that that works.
Hey, who is us? Okay, so let me say this to you, Paul. When you say they're using race, again, those of us who've lived in this country long enough, we know the history of it. And so, we know the history of race and what race was and who created that divide between the races, right?
And who created that divide?
You said what?
And who created that divide? Who had
it certainly wasn't people of color.
We're anti-integration. Joe Biden himself is on record of voting against school integration. He didn't want to send his kids into a jungle and so on and so forth. This stuff is all history. Everybody knows it.
Hey, Paul, man. Thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it.
I was born in 69. I was not part of the problem.
Hey, Paul, thank you very much for the call.
I got to go to a break,
but what Paul doesn't understand is he didn't want to send his kids into a jungle. Now, Paul doesn't know any better. 844-967-2789. Sherman, I'll see you. We'll be right back.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Our guest is Kristen Elfheim, who is the state Senate candidate for District 19 in the Fox Valley.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
There are really good people that have been in Madison on both sides. And if we're not letting the strongest problem solvers win, we're making a mistake.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Highs around 29 today, under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the northwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 16 tonight. Clear skies. Lots of sunshine outside again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 39. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the upper 30s to the low 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Make you wanna.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go back to the phone lines. And Sherman from Racine. Hey, Sherman, how you doing, man?
Hey, Earl. Good morning, man. Good morning. Hey,
man.
Look, before I get started, I was listening up to Dial earlier, and Michelle was saying that there was a loss. Did you suffer a loss in your family, Earl?
No.
Okay. She was talking about somebody else again. Okay, look, man, listening to Paul and just thinking about that spectacle during the State of the Union, and it just seems to me, especially as I was listening to Paul, we're not that far apart. Paul, as he was talking and he said the jungle, he didn't realize what he was saying. I really don't believe he meant no harm.
Well, see, I know, but see,
mm-hmm.
he didn't mean any harm, but he doesn't understand. I'm sorry, go ahead, man.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. He doesn't understand that there are other people out here who that was offensive to. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, having worked in corporate 40 years, man, before I retired, I encountered this all the time. And also got it from the other side. I have to, you know, some people, you know, of color say things insensitive sometimes, you know. But because, quote unquote, or better yet, they were in charge, it comes off more hurtful when it comes from a person that's not of color. So I kind of overlooked that. When he said going to the left, I took that as a figure of speech. You know what I'm saying? I took that. But when he started talking about Mao and stuff like that. I get his logic, but he's not applying it properly. Because in here in America, we've always had a progressive tax system. When Alexander Hamilton and them, and they were talking about this, and at the turn of the last century when they came up with the central bank and all of that, they put a progressive tax system in place because that was the American way. If you made more, you need to contribute more. Now, here in the last 40 years since Reagan and them came in, all of a sudden, the rich folks don't want to pay their fair share. And the problem with that is when you take that $125 million tax cut that Diana Hendricks got last year, or Fred Uihlein, that $90 million, that's $200 million that us regular folks got to make up, because the money has to be made up or we're going to not have services. How many? What, we had 82 school districts in the state of Wisconsin in November have a referendum about funding their school districts? We got police forces and firefighters that are fire departments who don't have enough money to fund. We got $10 million sitting in Madison that they won't spend. Why? Why? What? So you're going to send a tax break back and homeowners might get $200 and people who ain't homeowners don't get nothing and rich people get some thousands. And nothing gets done, and then we're sitting there saying, well, why aren't there enough teachers? Well, when I call the police, how come there are no officers? Because don't nobody want to pay no taxes.
Hey, Sherman, man.
Go ahead, Earl. I'm listening.
Yeah, listen, man, we got to run, man. Thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. But I want to say this to Paul and others like Paul. Talk about Democrats moving to the left and saying they want to bring race into the equation. The man, Democrats. And so to say that people on the left want to bring race into a discussion is actually a ridiculous statement. Race has always been that problem that has separated this nation since the earliest infancy of it. And to say that it is now Democrats who want to bring race into the discussion in this country is just ridiculous. Race is an issue, always has been. Always will be, and until people are willing to accept that and work towards correcting that, it's always going to be an issue and a problem. And it's not just Democrats. You know, race is not an issue with just Republicans. It's an issue with Democrats at times. And so... It should be talked about. It should be talked about every day. As long as it continues to exist and people continue to be judged by that, then it should be talked about every day. I don't care who feels bad about it. Because what happens when the discussion of race happens in this society, there is a segment of this society that gets mistreated and has been mistreated, and that should never be forgotten. Listen, we got to go. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Connor. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is, my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimick, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.